And yeah, I mean, some jade I've seen will have like beautiful marbling in it. And is the jade that you find here in on the Big Sur coast, is that different than some of the jade that you source from different parts of the world that you mentioned, like maybe South America or places like Russia?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's two types of jade. One is jadeite, which is the typical Chinese, really high-end, bright greens or whites, and it's got a different crystalline structure. Same with the stuff in Guatemala or South Central America or whatever. That stone is also jadeite. Most of the other jades in Canada and Siberia and Big Sur are called nephrite, which is a jadeite is a like a sugar cube. It's a bunch of crystals that are kind of pressed together, and they're really crystalline. It looks like it has little like little singular crystals under a microscope, right? And nephrite is a bunch of fine needles that make up plates that are kind of woven together like felting. And so nephrite, I prefer to carve nephrite because it's a little bit tougher. It's a little less predictable than jadeite, but it just, I believe it has a just a different flow, a different energy to like the coloring and the way that it carves. And it's just, that's where my passion lies. But Big Sur jade definitely has a lot of really diverse colors in it. Like it can go from kind of like almost like a lavender gray to a bright green or a white. Sometimes have really beautiful orange staining in it.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, when you were saying that the nephrite is unpredictable, does that mean it'll chip easier?
I wouldn't say chip easier, but it does have a fairly defined grain structure, especially in Big Sur, where the plates can separate and it gets a little bit chippy. It also just kind of has these, sometimes the different minerals inside the stone will kind of create soft spots or have fractures inside of the stone that you couldn't see as you were until you got to that part of the stone, or different materials that'll show up. And so sometimes you have to adapt to what happens in those moments when you hit a soft spot and it, your tool goes deeper than you wanted it to, or, there's a fracture that shows up and a piece of the stone pops off, stuff like that.
Okay. So yeah, when you pull it out of the ocean, you really don't know what you got until you when you start drilling and making the piece, right? And then you find out more about kind of what it's made up of. And do you attribute how the jade is here locally to the environment that you found it in, like our ocean and what it's exposed to?
Geologically, I am not educated enough to really know what would make really good jade and really bad jade, in one spot or another. I do know that there is a percentage of really good jade, and there's a larger percentage of kind of so-so or poor quality jade just about everywhere you go. And so I think it just has to do with where and how it was formed, or it's formed by a process called subduction. And it's like a cooking process with friction where all the plates in the earth are moving and it kind of smushes everything together. And maybe there was a hotter spot or something got cooked a little longer, or maybe didn't get cooked enough. And that's kind of how we all liken it to the qualities of the jade. But to be honest, I aspire to be enough of a armchair geologist to know how it happens, but I haven't quite got there yet.